We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The day spring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God. Be revived.
All right, can we begin to talk to God? That's strong enough for us to pray. The Lord will help us to be able to get this right. As it is in the heart of the Lord Jesus, that will be able to capture the making of disciples of the Lord Jesus, disciples of the way. Father, we give you thanks. We are grateful for this season. We thank you for what you are teaching us right now. Lord, we embrace it. We embrace the culturing of the Spirit, the new sense of building that you have brought into our community. We agree with it. Lord, it is going to radically shift us. But Lord God, we embrace it in every way. We open up ourselves to the Lord Jesus to guide us with apostolic wisdom that was evident in the ministry of our Lord Jesus and evident in the first century church. Lord, we embrace it. We believe it. We submit to it. We ask, Lord God, for mercy. We receive grace. Lord, we make adjustment gradually in our hearts as we begin to conceive these patterns in the Spirit. Lord, our heart is flexible to receive it. We develop capacity to receive it. We develop capacity to embrace it. We develop capacity for changes. We develop capacity for adjustments. We develop capacity for repentance. Lord, you will help us to make changes where it is necessary in our building, in our growth, in our development, in our in our process as a people, as a community, as believers, as families. Lord, will help us, Jesus. Oh, Lord, you will help us. Lord, you will help us. You will help us. Lord, you will help us. At this point, you will help us. Thank you, Father. Can we begin to thank the Lord? Father, we give you thanks. We are grateful. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. And the people of God says, amen. Can we appreciate Pastor Friday? Thank you, Pastor. For starting us well, this is a journey of building. And the whole concept is not, like he said, it's not strange. In a measure, the Lord has helped us able to build a culture of discipleship in a measure. But I think that all these things also follow seasons. At least if you have been with me for a while, you know that we have been talking about it and then building system and culture. It is the culture of discipleship that started making us live together. You know, and since we started church, we had people living, I think I started that even before we started church, people were living with me, all right? And when we started church, it continued, and other people picked it. In fact, it was not even taught then. Like, okay, have brethren in your house. But you see, most people that lived, you know, and saw it, they desired it, all right? And they saw the benefits of it. I think it was more of the benefits of it that encouraged most people, let's have brethren in our house also. And for us, for me, it was not strange because that's how we lived in school. All right, that dealing was there. So when you were saying that the reason why fellowship functions the way it functions, I now understand that when we're in school, we know it's not a fellowship. We're meeting every day. That was crazy. There's no fellowship. There's no time. There's no when we meet. And there was a time I can say, my wife said, we prayed every morning, 5:30. And if you know Gomosho very well, It's off campus. It's an off campus. I think they just build hostels, private hostels around it. So I remember that my own hostel, mommy's hostel was very close to campus, maybe about 10 minutes walk. Our home was about 30 minutes walk. And meeting was for 5:30. So most of the time we wake up early and be praying in tongues. We start marching as an army to get to the field because lectures were for 7. You know, morning lecture, 7 o'clock, old lecture theater for some of them that went to Lautech. You know, so after prayer, you just go to lectures. And that was like that. And that was different from after school. There were meetings. So we had different kind of meetings. That we have what we call general assembly, where everybody gathers. And we now had community meetings every day. So there will be, it's either you are meeting at one level, it was like that. At times we pray in the morning, pray in the evening before we go to sleep every day. So I just noticed that that's not students, typical student fellowship. No wonder. That was what built people like us. All right? It was unusual. So when you compare myself to an average fellowship president, the distance was too much. It was too much because it was more like school of ministry. You know? So I now found out that, you know, the best way to raise ministers are strong discipleship churches. As a matter of fact, the New Testament church should be like that. All right? Now, when church became what it became today, where we focus more on gathering than building men, was when our emphasis changed from growing believers to being successful in ministry. So the concept of success in ministry derailed the church. All right? Even though with the fathers, you know, they did not have the full understanding of God's program for salvation. But they had what they called evangelical discipleship. It was very strong. In fact, it was what produced all of our fathers. And the concept of strong was handed over by the Scripture Union. And they did a good job. That's why when you look at people that were raised by Scripture Union, they still stand out. All of our fathers were product. They were discipled by Scripture Union, not by. It was not exactly Word of Faith that discipled them. Let me explain this. Word of Faith was what they came into. But their foundation, Bishop Oyedepo, Baba Adeboye, all those men, their foundation was SU. All those quiet time, discipleship, evangelism, all those things, waking up in the morning to pray. That system, you understand, was inculcated by the Scripture Union. And the Scripture Union, I think, started about the early 60s thereabout, or late 50s or early 60s. And then people like Billy Akoni, he's still using that model up to now. What we have is more like evangelical discipleship. So you hear them talk about discipleship centers all across. Yes. They chose to follow that mode. It's also local church. Some people say it's not doing local church. It's because you think local church is by aesthetics, fineness of church, you know, and all that. It's still local church. They just chose a different direction, right? You understand? But I think they are more thorough. They are more thorough than a typical church system. Amen. They are more thorough than a typical church system that gives room for a lot of excesses. So normally we don't see church as family. So everybody, or church, better say, we don't see church as family or church as school. So most of the limitations that we had in building people, we couldn't achieve it. Because a lot of people even have the wrong idea of Christianity. You get born again and then you begin to live as the Spirit leads you and reading your Bible and interpret the Bible as the Spirit leads you. Those are issues. Those are dangerous positions. So when you see Bibles, because, you know, in fellowship with the pastors, I said, let's go back to the book of Acts. Because that's the only way we can trace our template. We have no right to begin to say something that we cannot trace from Scripture. All right? When you read the whole book of Acts, you have a feel of the kind of thing that Jesus began. Of course, we know that Jesus practically raised 12 men. Now, not all those 70, you know, Jesus was more than 12. But the 12 are the first set of disciples. They stayed with him. Then he had the 70. They were close to him too. All right? So you understand that you can't have thorough discipleship without proximity. In fact, I told myself, God is really recollapsing this church. Even what we have currently is not good enough. Yes, as I speak, we have to redesign, because my son and my wife were doing meetings this this, was it last week? We made some decisions. So we have to speak with the pastoral team. There will be a new level of sacrifices if you are going to get this job done. It was when I went to Love Scene and I was ministering, and I got to a point I know I said, because the anointing and the grace was too strong. I told myself, let us go back home and start making some changes. We have to start making some changes. And I knew it's going to be intense. Because if you do discipleship, there's no out. People will say you are controlling them. This normal. We have to be ready for that. Because if you grow up in a good family, your parents will control you. If you grow up in a good family. So when you see some of us, we are product of weak families. Many of us, when you even see some people, you know, product of weak families. You do anything you want to do. I know homes that people grow up doing what they want to do. Yes. And they got born again. So you now see some of the flaws that they have is a family fault. Eh? I'm telling you, there are a lot of people like that. Growing up, I know a lot of guys, they wake up, they eat whatever they want to eat. So we had timetable. And we were taught to eat that. I drank ogi like crazy. And the ogi we drank, we produce it in the house. Everybody knew how to produce. That's one of the things I hate about pap. I like drinking it, but the production. You know the process now? How many of you know what I'm talking about? You sieve it, and everybody is involved. You know? So when I look at the way we were groomed at home, I found out that some of my values today are not spiritual values. In the code of spiritual, there were values I learned through certain systems that our parents put in place. Systems of this, systems of that, system of this, system of that. And over time, you just found out that, you know, you had certain disciplines. Now, when you now look at, somebody now comes to church, he's born again. But the guy does, you look at him, no sense of accountability, no sense of respect, no sense of culture, no sense of integrity and discipline. You can't even do your work well. All those things are failure of parenting. So we now feel that when I come to church, I just follow God. It doesn't happen that way. Discipleship is holistic. What did I say it is? I'm really pitying also. Otoni, go up to. I'm pitying us, honestly. We are better washers. Hallelujah. Yes. So, in summary, it's going to cost us. It's going to cost us. And it's an outcry of the Spirit. All right? So, we are making progress. I remember when we started church, the first year, there were certain things I drew as discipleship patterns. I had them. In a measure, I knew it in a measure. And the Lord was just laughing at me. God said, this thing cannot work, that you have to follow me. So I remember then I put all those things aside. Let's grow the church. All right? Then at a particular point, I think I shared this in the Love Seal message. I said, at a particular point, when we're building, we had to go about 6 years before some of those things began to gradually take their shape. Maybe 2019. That's after 2013. I said, because many of those things could not be formed. Number one, you have to first listen to message for a while. Then again, there will also have people coming and going. You can't have disciple when somebody is coming and going. Yeah? So that one could not work. So I noticed that we started having people stay from 2019, late 2018. Some of you are products of that. If I look at, apart from people that maybe stuck close that we began church with, very few. Many has gone. You know? And I'm not saying they went to hell, amen. But, you know, God has led them to whatever he has called them to do. So, but I looking at the fear and I said, okay. So the Lord said, that's how that thing works. You need consistency. You need, let me use the word I use in Love Still. You need lifetime commitment. It's a long-term commitment, all right? It takes some while to raise people. Like I normally teach, the first disciples of the Holy Ghost that we saw in the book of Acts, it took them almost 10 years. And that is not with the structure that we have today. It's not with the structure we have today. Not with the world we have today. Of course, even the structure of church we have today. The structure we have today, we have services. We are still limited by that. And the world is designed against church. Believe me, the world is designed against church. And that's why when you look at the apostle structure, it was a assault against the world. And that Jesus was the one that began with it. Jesus began with it. And I understand that those men, because Jesus grew in the time of the Roman civilization. And that was just a few years after the Grecians defined the structure of the world. The structure of the world that we know today was defined by Greeks. Greeks are a terrible set of people. Satan actually used them to structure the way life is. So Jesus knew, Jesus knew what he was dealing with. So Jesus' structure of disciple was insensitive to the structure of the world in his day. If you follow Jesus, you'll call him an heretic. No, you'll call him a non-heretic. You will call him a inconsiderate person. He was, in the sense of it, if you look at it from a natural point of view. Jesus can do three dates teaching on a stretch. That's how Paul too was. Yes. He did three days teaching and stretch. So people were going and coming, they met Jesus. He was still teaching. So he was disciples, he was teaching for 3 days. Then when you look at, if you have seen the series called The Chosen, it's a good, you see, it's good to watch some of those things because they make you understand. Yeah. Some of you read Bible without your mind. Yeah. They're just reading letter. You think that many of us, if we're in the day of Jesus, we will not be born again. You can't be born again. Because it was not just, born again in the sense that you're born again, you are still free. Sir, that is why, amen. That was why they had to count the cost before joining the church. You don't understand? The Bible says, no one dared join them. How will you join them? Because you have already looked at their life. So, even at new birth level in that time, people count costs. This is how my life would be. People saw them meeting every day. Apostle Solomon's porch, house to house in the evening. It means the brethren were living together. They had to make such choices. As part of the sacrifices, their close distance. They had to close distance. And that was, you can do your research. It was most of the disciples there, they had what we call discipleship communities. They lived together. They went to work together. So as they are going to work together, they are learning. They go and come back together. That's how church was. So you see church as entering building and going. When you get outside, bye-bye. It was not like that. You understand? It's not bye-bye. Meeting, time for teaching was just, in fact, they even know, there are times they congregated. In the book of Acts, they congregated in Solomon's porch. Solomon's porch was the biggest auditorium in the temple for General Assembly. They did that. But that was not where church stopped. That was just teaching meeting. So when you now go beyond that, people are even going together and they are talking the same message. And that is how they go to work together. So even families go to work as families. I'm not even talking about, you know the idea that I've gotten married now, I get freedom from church life. It wasn't like that. Listen, are you ready for this? Yes, even couples stay together.
Yes.
They lived within the same environment. It's not strange, but you see, in UK, Muslims live together. Listen, Muslims, they live together. And you know what they do? It's a strategy to take over. And it was Sam Ajala that was sharing this with me, that his area, there are a lot of them there. And that when they are there, one family will host another family. One family will host another family. Live in the fighting game. When they want to take over.
They want to take over. Why would they fight? It is you that we fight. It's Nigerians that fight because Nigerians are not thinking of taking over. There is no way that eventually a Muslim will not become PM in UK. I don't know how they, because you know recently when they now realize there are plenty, they started saying, they said we no agree. So when they saw them marching, they saw the Muslims marching, their high open. So these people are plenty like this. Sit down there. That was when they started raising placards and saying we are not going to agree. This and that. England is for Jesus. Which kind of Jesus? Many people in England never had this church all their life. They only go for when there's barrier. You want to compare these people that are saying lie, 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 lie every day in their house? So they have been from Islam is a discipleship model.
Yes.
Islam is discipleship, and Islam is governmental. It's not a religion. It's world domination strategy. It's world domination. So after a while, they will buy the next property near them. That's it, eventually. So you will see eventually a whole street is owned by them. They will now take the backyard, break it. Their children will be playing there. Even their children grow up together. Their children marry each other. Now, this is, listen, they will be telling the child, they are telling the child that, sir, you cannot do anything. This is the order. We are here to take over this kingdom. So it's not about what you like. Asians are very strong with that. I think that's one very good thing about Asians. Even Indians. You know, Rishi Sunak was born in UK. When he wanted to marry, he went to India. He went back home. Brought Indian wife. He speaks Britico. They know that the culture there is weak. To sustain their cultures. You know Indians? If you see an Indian anywhere, leading an organization, before you say 5 years, all of them are there. Where we went last in Reading, Holiday Inn in Reading, where Easter Retreat was hosted, we're just in Indians. They bring themselves in. They're saying in U.S. currently that, well, that's one of the things Donald Trump saw and was angry. Indians are popular. Indians are entered U.S. Indians are leading in U.S. Taking over. Leading IT. They are taking over and they bring themselves. There are plenty. Oh, many, many. It's good for you to hear these kind of things. Because in our minds, so church is just where we just go, I worship my God. So, the first century church was not like that. And we are going to gradually enter it. It's a progressive thing. God cannot even bring it at once. We will die. We are going to die. You will count losses. Yes, you will count some losses. What I mean losses? Sacrifices for that project to run. Some of our conveniences. By the time we implement, when Jesus, let me say if we, because we cannot even implement it. Man cannot do this thing. But the Lord, what I saw is that God is gradually moving us there. Because I noticed that even across the sister churches, it's an emphasis. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I began saying this since about 2021 after COVID year. When I started talking about harvest, all this kind of stuff. And then I had a vision where I saw myself pouring water into a basket that was leaking. All those things are, because without discipleship, we will make more losses. Quality will not, even with this message, because this message is a discipleship message, but you will not get the best quality if the wineskin does not suit something that, you know, makes us retain a culture of discipline, a culture of commitment and all that. So in the first century church, when you read the book of Acts, you see, what do you see more of? Disciples and brethren. They lived together. They did everything together. Church was more than teaching. Church was living. Believers knew how to, they learned. And they learned everything. They learned, they walked with each other. So even a typical New Testament church, nobody can be jobless. Because there is a brethren, and you do IT. They will attach you with a brethren doing something. So you go and learn apprentice with something. You learn. So they were not just disciples of the word. They were disciples of life. Disciples of professions. That Igbo system of apprenticeship is New Testament. It's New Testament. It's not like today you're an apprentice. You are paying money. So that is not school. That is not apprenticeship. That's business. So there's no way. When you come to my school of apprenticeship, you want to learn things and you have paid me money. That's business. It's business. So I can't train you. You don't understand what I'm saying? I can't train you because there's money involved. So when the money expires, the apprenticeship world expire. But if it's that the apprenticeship model of those times, the way they raise some mechanics, do you know, listen, I am not abusing new mechanics. Have you noticed that we still trust those old mechanics? We still trust them in terms of experience. Because the guy has been seeing it. I know you went to school, you did mech engineering. Sabo ole to boats. Ole to bo le wabe eji ko tu enji. Bo le so theory. Actually, if you want to fix his car, see this Sule. So you can go to school, know the theory. You still need Sule to fix your car. Because the guy had been in apprenticeship when he was 6 years old, 7 years old. And he has been watching and watching and watching and watching and watching and watching. And they didn't tell him when he's going to have freedom. Part of his training is slap. Why? I think largely, this is even it's not just a church problem, it's a society problem. Even in medicine, you people have started losing culture. The kind of doctors that are available now are slave queen doctors and king of boy doctors. You don't, today, when you see a doctor, you don't see discipline. You can get to a hospital, you see a doctor, is eating chingong? Hello? Hello? You could see that. How did this one go through medical school? Because now they have made the thing easier. Because of Gen Z, you know, they can't take it. Yeah. Mental health, I'm stressed. I'm just stressed. I'm stressed up, man. See, let me tell you, listen. You are laughing. Let me tell you, even with church, recently, we had a meeting with the pastors. I was saying, hey, isn't that the way that, are we not going to reduce some things? We're talking. I was talking as your father in the house. Because I already see that some people see that you broke the pastor, you go to open the brooch. Because when I make some decisions, I'm looking at you that this one, I know that you will have problem. It's not anything. I know you will have problem. If you don't make this decision for you, you're going to have problem. And the problem is, you see, I don't want to be the one fixing the problem again. So if I know that, if I know that you are going and you carry your problem somewhere else, it's okay. I know another pastor, some pastors may not even be able to fix your problem. I'm telling you. It takes some level of grace, experience, authority to handle some souls. So after we had that meeting, back and forth, I decided that I told myself we will raise the standard. It was not an easy decision. I said, we'll raise the standard. And as I was saying, we'll raise the standard, I know a lot of people will be offended. But we can't build that. We can't build. I asked myself, what kind of work do we want to build for Jesus? Because I think that even with this kingdom, word of righteousness message, we still have a lot of work to do. And it is at the level of pastoring, at the level of local church. Somebody can come, he stands there, he can talk, milk to everlasting life. Eternal life gone. Toshema watron. But when he lives in the house, we know. We know, all of us know who he is. That what is still there, what he has is just knowledge. Discipleship is beyond knowledge. And that is all I've been proposing. So we have to have a system that allows us to train each other. That a young man has to be trained before he owns his family.
Now, this is it. When he has a family, he's the chief disciple of that family. That is the thing with the Igbo model. Eh? So, he's in apprenticeship. After he finishes, he starts his own apprenticeship. So, that was what Paul was telling Timothy. He doesn't disconnect to disconnect again. The person you learn from is your master forever. It's for life. Of course, we don't have movie Afeme Funa. The Igbo apprenticeship trading system was studied by Harvard Business Review. Harvard. And they adopted it as one of the best way to sustain business models. Harvard. For Harvard to study something. Up till now. That's how Igbos were able to recover from the impact of the civil war on them. So everyone needs to go and learn from Igbo people how to build businesses, how to recover culture. Yes. You know, last year there was a lot of Lagos is owned by Yoruba. You better ask all those nonsense. If Igbos remove their investments from Lagos, Lagos will collapse. Do you know how many houses they have? You know how many investment they have? The investment they have in Lagos? They own Lagos as much as you do. Just keep quiet. All this thing you're talking about. People have invested. They have invested, built. Do you know the investment in Alaba Market? Some people are now rising. They are doing. That's why you now remember that Yoruba belongs to us. When you were steep, you're up and down. Some people were building business to sustain your economy. You now remember that we were the one that owned the land. So this is what we are saying. We have to return back to a wineskin that focuses on discipleship. So I perceive that when Agin said we are building strong churches, that's what he meant. This is what he said. It can't be, it's not strong by what he said alone. It's strong by what is implemented in training, raising people. Can we say amen? Amen. I cannot see you have problem. I know this one. There's problem in your life right now. And I say, in the name of Jesus, it will be well. It's not going to be well. It cannot be well. Yes, now. I've seen consistency. This is who you are. You're untrained. You don't have discipline. You have issues. And they will not close our eyes. That's what church is doing now. If our pastors today don't even want discipleship. Because ministry impact is measured by how many people you can gather. And you will gather a lot of people when there's no discipline. When people know that, can you correct people in today's church? Correct who? The guy goes to another church. You correct people. You tell them that, no, you can't do this. It's not according. Say, hey, who are you? Who are you to talk to me like that? Who are you that we cannot talk to you like that? Because you are not a disciple. Disciple is apprenticeship. So even from new births, people are learning the culture of the spirit, the culture of honor, the culture of respect, the culture of consistency, the culture of brethren life, that people, your brothers, can put you down on the seat and correct you and say, you are not doing this thing. I said, we said you are not doing this thing. You are not going to do this thing. This is against the culture of the spirit. And this is not going to be. And then you keep quiet. You know there's nothing you can do. You know in those days, when your family members gather against you. Sir. In those days, they used to subdue me because I was the last boy. Before the others joined. Because the next person to me is 8 years. That's a lot of distance. And then after that, 11 years. So I was the least. So they used to normally subdue me. The three just agree. That's my other brother and my two cousins that grew up with us. They just agree. That's the end. You know, so at times I want to do something. At my own, I want to do it, but I want to do it as I'm led. So, particularly washing up plates. You know washing up plates now? And Tibati, Tibati, Babot, and oh, log Babot, sir. Tobati for plates.
So if you didn't have that kind of family, you can't be well. That's why a lot of people have one-on-one, and they are still speaking to Sharabia, Restevia, with one-on-one. There will be one-on-one in your life. You will not be okay. Eh? You don't know how to. So I remember those times. I'll just think about it. There are times that if I resist too much, they will gather and beat me up. So you see, cry and you do it. Have you ever gotten angry before and then you still get angry and do that thing? That's normal with family life. And because you even got angry too much, they increase the discipline. They told you to one sorrow here. Or to belemo. I don't even know where many things have been lost. So even in parenting. So I just discovered it that if we don't do this thing with this message, we need some wisdom because we're handling people that are weak. So if I am slow with you, does not mean I am not intense. I'm considering your frame and looking at what you can take per time. But sir, I'm not changing my mind. Sir, you change mind, me sir. Because if we don't get this thing right, I told Pastor Thompson, I said, our own generation of ministers, because many of us are more in pastoring now. I said, if we don't get this thing right, we will fail Jesus. We are going to fail Jesus. Because I look at someone like Pastor Thompson, someone like Pastor Tosin, some of the dealings we have, they're about the same. If we don't pass those things down, we'll be forever champions. In your midst. You know when you say somebody's a champion. And that is not the calling. The calling is not to raise mighty men. So it means some of those training must be handed over. The way it was. So we are returning back to that model. So because with the message, this is the model that can hold the wineskin. Alright? Brethren that are thorough. Brethren that have served. Brethren that they have. When they were ordaining deacons in the church, there was no Ojoro. Everybody knew. I want your low shadikin. You know that when brethren are the one doing something, they will have been fight. Like teba mutadios. Teba mutadios. Oshi shekpe lando. Tadios. I say, hey, you don't mean it. Tadios is not like that. What do you mean? Go and call Brother James. Brother James. Did Tadios curse last week? Yes, so if I even slap that sister. I'm telling you, that's how it should have been done. No. Okay, so now it means that Tadios cannot represent us. So it means that all those seven that they chose, I'm sure the apostles deliberately did it. Why? Because I'm sure they were thinking that if they did it, some people may be thinking that our apostle, one of our sons and daughters, you know. So I said, let the brethren do it. It was the Holy Ghost. For them to even do it, it means that those churches wanted their doctrine. So they chose seven out of multitudes. There were over 8,000. And they could choose the seven best. It would have been a tough process. So maybe they did. They would have gotten some lists. They would now be slashing them. And all have to do with their characteristics. Their nature. Proven and miss the brethren. Now, you cannot have that if the church was loose. So they will consult every family. So if Stephen was living in a household, they will consult those living. So, tell us about Stephen. It was going to be a scrutiny. It's just like you want to get people to lead a project. You know, remember when Obasanjo came in? Obasanjo was one of the leaders in Nigeria that took the best in every field. Yes. He went for the best. All those people he took, they were the best. So, it's not difficult to know the best if you are willing to know the best. You know what we do in Nigeria? We use leg. My brother is the one leading, so... So, but if you go for the best, things will work. And that's why... I don't know if there's any in the Fourth Republic, if anything had beat Obasanjo's time. From the Fourth Republic, in terms of even the economy. I don't think so. They are still yet to get to what OBJ got. One of the things that was responsible for that, he went for the best. And it was not tribal. Now we move from Fulani tribalism to Yoruba tribalism. That's what is happening now. Sack Fulani, put Yoruba there. How long are we going to continue like that? And Yoruba people are happy, yes. I'm alone and Beje Oshie. Our local now. You understand? He's neutralizing this. Yeah, if you are neutralizing Fulani influence, why don't you spread it across Nigeria? Look for the best in every field. Stop looking for Yoruba people. So it's still the same thing. But, you know, we are still reproducing. It's the same system. So it's not difficult to know, do you that are doing well, if we have a strong church wineskin of deep accountability, discipleship, integration, and family life. Everybody know who is who. And then we can know, this person is the best for this. So this is where the Lord is leading us to, brethren. That's the only thing I want to say. All right? We are going to do this for a while, but it's not just doing it in terms of, we are just teaching it. It's not going to end as teaching. It's not going to end as teaching. It has already begun. That's the idea of household. It's part of it. And the thing must increase because we have to have strong systems of building, raising, monitoring men. All right? This is what I see. You know, let me close with this thought. When Paul was talking to Timothy, he says, is it fight the good fight of faith? Take me to that place. 1 Timothy chapter 6. That's what I want to, yes. Now look at it. He said, find the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. Eh? Whereunto thou art called, and as what? I want you to listen well. And as what? Before? Who are the witnesses? Eh? Who are the witnesses? He says, before, he says, and as professed a good profession. That's Timothy. So Timothy, it was not by mistake that he became the pastor of the Ephesian church. The guy had professed a good profession and missed many witnesses. The day that Timothy will be ordained, everybody will say, my man Timothy be. Because the system was very open. It was an open system. It was a transparent system. Yeah? And this is what we should build. If we're going to have the quality. If not, we will say things that we will never leave out. Yes. We'll be saying things that we will never leave. It will become prophecy. We can be prophet. It's not, see, let me close. It's not, we are not the first person to teach this message. I hope you know that. The way some of us see it, like, you know, this is the first thing that ever happened in the, you can even be, there are many things that you cannot even trace with history. God deliberately eat them. There are many things that happened in places that were undocumented. So we're not the first person to talk about this. I can guarantee you that. But if this is going to be sustained, then we have to adopt something that Jesus has, that the apostles had, and that is what we are talking about. And we have to shape our churches that way. We can't do church like modern Christianity church, where church is just a very good setting where people wear fine clothes, receive the word, and go. We can't do that. Disciples are accountable. Disciples live in accountable relationships. So we just began. The Lord will help us. Amen. Can we begin to appreciate the Lord? Let's just thank him for leading us in this part. It's a privilege, brethren. It's a privilege. It's a privilege by Jesus. The Lord has given us a privilege. We give God thanks.
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.